I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer.
Here we are again in another episode of Sean Hammer. I want to apologize for ambient sound you hear in the background. It's a fan. I'm sweating my friggin' ass off. So, it's the summertime. So, since we last talked, I teased a little bit about some Sandeep, which we'll go over him today. And when I say go over him today, we'll be talking about my list that I'm going to play next. I'm not going to cover everything that he has to offer, such as certain upgrades and useless minions, I think. But I think he's going to be fun. And I have, he's going to be my Wizard of Oz theme army. He even has his own ruby red slippers that I put some red glitter on because, well, he needed it. So let's go ahead and talk about what we got first. I've been painting like a madman. I'm going to start working on some, not Chaos Dwarfs, but Dwarfs Blood Bowl. I just finished up my Estonia Crid Crew. You can check out all my pictures on Facebook about all the, I'm trying to get, do a video of all my, crews together. So one after another, I'll be putting them on. I did my McMorning, my really nicely painted McMorning crew. I put on my, Seamus. I finished, Winter Wonderland crew, which looks fantastic. Yeah, check them out. I mean, you know, she's, I've been painting like a freaking fool, and it's been feeling good. Little bit here on lunches, a little bit before bed. I just feel good and accomplished. So that goes a long way, especially when you're dealing with physical ailments and stuff. Mine is a mess and depression, so this has been helping me out a little bit. The heat hasn't, but this is. I saw Steve Miller and Peter Frampton this past Sunday, which was a good show. I found out I know a lot more Steve Miller songs that I thought I knew, and I didn't know he sang them, or the band sung them, until I heard it at this concert at DTE this past Sunday. So, happy late Father's Day to you all. Let's see. I talk about painting my models a lot. Today we're going to touch base. A little bit, plead for help a little bit if you can. My local game store is going through a little rough period. Sales are down, attendance is down. Trying to come up with ideas to get people into the store, maybe from out of the area or anything. So if anyone's got any, you know, solutions that, you know, hey, did you try this, you know? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm only one man. I can try, but try and get help in other facets of gaming. That'd be neat. I'm going to try some Malifaux demos, even though I'm not a henchman, but I'm going to offer some prize support, maybe some Lazarus, alternate Lazarus models I picked up. Possibly maybe a Parker Burroughs crew with the Dead Outlaws as a giveaway. I don't know. See what we got going on, but how can we, the idea is to help your local gaming store and help probably get attendance and sales up. So, I mean, it's fear of maybe losing this game store. It's the only one I have. So, I've been thinking about that. And like I said, I've been painting a lot. And that brings me to my next thing. I want to see your models. I want to see a crew and or model that you're proud of. Go ahead and send it to my email at SeanHammer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. I'll post them on Facebook. If you don't mind, if you give me permission, just give me your name. If, in the subject after the picture. So, I mean, if you want your name on there, the picture on, you know, my Facebook page and or the Sean Hammer website here, we'll go from there. And the greatest, well, I shouldn't say the best participant, but the one that participates the most will get themselves a limited edition Lazarus model sent to them for free. So, hopefully that sparks some interest. I get to see other people's models. I'm sharing mine. I don't think I'm that good of a painter. I mean, I don't know, it's weird. People say I am, but I'm my worst enemy. So, that is it. We have a Lazarus competition. You want them? Let's win them. Help me out with the game store ideas if you got them. Groups and clubs you want to sponsor through my site and or Cool City Games website. We can work on that, especially if you're in around the Port Huron, St. Clair area in Michigan, and you can like benefit from, you know, like a piggyback shout out or something. So let's go on to Sand Deep. I've been pinning a lot of crews and I have no idea what crew I want to stick with. I told myself I'm staying first before I get to Sand Deep. I played Karai this weekend. I won by 1 point, but we kind of had to give up and it turned ugly where I didn't want to be stuck in the combat and found out, well, my cards did and the models did. I had a zombie's armor killing crap. Karai was bringing up people. I was healing my on Ryu. I took, of course, an upgrade with Datube. And she's killing things, making them a Ryu. And I was just like, holy shit, man, this crew is just beast. So I'm trying to stick with Rezzers for maybe the Christmas or whatever. For the most part, I'm not going to play them like every week if I can help it. But I'm going to get myself familiar with these crews. I'm going to play Karai, and I'm also going to play my Riva crew. And yeah, we'll get to all that too. You know, I brought the Surrat and I got some mindless zombies I have to paint. I painted some punk zombies. I bought some pretty sweet bases from Custom Meeple, which are Victorian cobblestone streets. One pretty damn nice. Okay, well, let me stop rambling there and go on to Sand Deep this day. Okay, this guy here is Master Living Academic. He's got a cash 4. Which is, 4 is my happy spot and a lot of crews for cash or soulstone, so I don't worry about saving extra or anything. I just go with that, and it allows me to spend the rest of my points, so to speak, in upgrades and models. So I'll go ahead and tell you the crew first. I got Sandeep, he's got To Command Another Plane as well as upgrades, Arcane Reservoir, and Enlightened Soul. I got Kandara, she is a Gammon, she is the basically Shiva, which if, you know, you can paint her blue and she has a couple arms, and this is why, you know, big pull of this game. I took Mantle of Flames with her and Killswitch. After I saw Killswitch used successfully, when people want it dead and you make them pay for it, it's great. Of course, I'm going to be running his totem in this crew too, but he's not part of this list. I have to go look him up. I have Kudra. Oh my god, I'm butchering this. This is his actual henchman that comes in a box. I took Free Immortal Shackles and Imbued Energies. And she came out pretty cool. I'm theming my army. I'm Wizard of Oz. I got the Yellow Brick Road and she's got Toto on her base, so it's pretty cool. Starting crew for this is a lot of Gammon. I did that for two reasons. For one, he synergizes well with Gammon. So does his henchman. And he can summon the damn things. So that is always a bonus. And I went with the Wizard of Oz theme, so my Gammon are kind of like my Munchkins. Alright, I said it. But I got one Poison Gammon, because two Fire Gammon, two Ice Gammon, two Wind Gammon. That is my crew, so I'm looking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 Gammon, 2 henchmen, and the leader. So it's quite healthy crew, but a lot of 4-point minions, and you can't complain about 4-point minions, in my opinion. So let's go ahead and go to Sand Deep first. Okay, this guy's got defense 5, 6 willpower, 12 wounds, which is pretty good. 5 walk, 6 charge, height 2. He's got a slew of abilities, and well, a lot of these abilities are with the upgrades. So let me go ahead and do the upgrades first, because that way I can take them off and I won't repeat his upgrades I take. First one is Command Another Plane. This gives him the following ability, Heavenly Weapons. This model deals 3, 4, 5 damage instead of 1, 2, 3. So it's quite a benefit. And Command Another Plane. Name a Gammon model, target number of this model, plus 10 with a mass, soulstone cost of the name model, summon the name model within 6 inches of line of sight, choose one of the upgrades listed already below, if it's not already have it, but they have to have an upgrade. And this plays in with Kudara or whatever her name is. We got Commands of Earth, when you put these upgrades on to do certain things, I have to go to another page to actually get those. Let's see. Following weapons. What did I not take the right one? Oh my. Some of their name models. Okay. Great podcasting here, boys and girls. Great podcasting. So let me go through, and I probably screwed up. Arcane Reservoir. Increasing hand size by one. I mean, it's a game of cards, and a greater hand size is a benefit. He's got Enlightened Soul. This model gains the following ability. Know what? Life Wasted. This model gains the following tactical action. Once per turn, after this model kills an enemy model, draw a card. So it's a card control. He's got the Formless Mantra. Targeting another friendly model gains the following condition to end of its next activation. Incorporeal. So it can turn things kind of in spirits, get a little bit more of a advantage for moving and damage reducer. And I did not take the one freaking upgrade. Holy crap, what is wrong with me? So let me go to Sand Deep and change this. Let's see. Yeah, I think it's Behold Another World. Alright, anyway, I'm an idiot stick, but let's go ahead. Take all these off so I can go over Sand Deep. Alright, he's got Beacon, which allows a friendly non-peon model within 12 inches line of sight to take a cast action, print on his card with a negative cast. Can only do that once a turn, but it's pretty nice where someone who doesn't have a spell could do something. He's got Impossible to Wound. Damage flips against this model, suffer negative damage, and may not be cheated, so nice. Student of All. Once per turn, after another model successfully uses one of this model's actions where they tolemn it, the final duel, this model may discard a card to take a one action. So it allows them to do out-of-turn actions, so that's pretty sweet. Arcane Shield. If this model is not activated this turn, reduce all damage it suffers by one to minimum zero. So it's identical to what the Oxfordian mages have. Let's see, we have his Gata, which is 1, 2, 3 damage, which is not really all that great. He's got Arcane Storm, it's cast with range 10, 2, 4, 5 damage. And with a, got a built-in tome, but it's got a ram trigger. When it's damaging, the damage flip gains a plus for each ram in the final duel, so it's kind of like Critical Strike for Guild. Mind among the senses. Push this target model 12 inch towards this model. It could get you guys out of harm's way. Healing Mantra. It's with a ram on that. The mind among the senses. Sorry, I'm so sorry about my stomach today. But mono holds up to 2 damage. So that's pretty damn cool. We got the Path to Salvation. Let's see. Places mono within 6 inches of its current location. It may not be placed in terrain or in base contact with another model. Only academics and minions may take this action. So here we go. You guys can be jumping around. As your deed, so will your destiny. This model may immediately perform a 1 interact action. With a mask, Traveler's Mantra, you can push up to 3 inches. And with a tome, the Mantra of True Self, the interact action may be declared while this model's engaged. So that's pretty nice, because you know how many times you find yourself engaged, want to do something with a model, so you can get that scheme marker and end of turn you can't because you're locked in the combat. But this is goes ahead and goes away with that. Let's see, here it is. Moment of Weakness. This model gains the following of its abilities. The Gata gains a plus 1 or plus 2 burning if there are no other fire demons in play. Alright, you can't see his name. Risk-taking anger. Models target this model with the toss action if it were height 1. We'll get there. Release the Fire Lord. After damaging an enemy model, summon a friendly Banasuva in the base contact with the target, ignoring the jealous Fire Lord ability, sacrifice all other friendly totems to play. Not too bad. And he's got kill them all. After damaging an enemy mono, a friendly Banasuva may push up to 4 inches towards the target enemy model, then the model gains burning +2 if it's engaged with this guy. So he's pretty... That allows you to get your Fire Lord out. Let's see. Hold another world. Some bone burst. Oh, that's where it's at. I don't have that following upgrade. I took the Hold Another World so I can summon Gammon, but also, let's not forget that Banana Vusta is also a Gammon, so it allows you to summon him, but not an auto-summon on a hit. So that's what I did there. Next up, we have Kendara. She's got the Mana Flames, which is 0. Upgrade as they took. Unrearing Precision. This mono gains +2 damage to all flips, including those on triggers. Flame Kissed. At the end of this model's activation, any model at damage during his turn gets burning 1. So I'm like, she is on fire, and he's got a Fire Lord. Kill Switch, I took on her. When it's purchased, it attaches this model face down, and it gains the following ability. When this model is killed or sacrificed by an enemy model, or actions, or ability, reveal this upgrade before removing this model. All models with a 2-inch pulse suffer 2 damage when not be reduced. So it's a nice little parting gift. Let's go ahead and go through her without her upgrades attached to her stats. Okay, she's defense 6, 5 willpower, 8 wounds, 6 walks, 7 charge, height 2. And she is height 2, so she's got lithe, which is immune to dissonant engaging strikes and may declare charges and shooting actions while engaged. She's got regeneration 2, which is always regeneration is good. Fires of Revenge, enemy models that damage this model when the attack action gains burning +1, so, well, you're burning when you hit her, and you're burning when she hits you. That's just all there is to it. Attack action, she's got the Glint of Knives. It is a range 2, target suffers 2-3 damage. No built-in trigger, but it has Formless Servants with a mask. After succeeding, choose a friendly Gammon model within line of sight and place in base contact with a target. So that's pretty nice. Don't forget that your big ol' Fire Lord is a Gammon. Divine Strike with the Tome, because you are Arcanist and you'll be using Tomes. This action deals severe damage to enemy model. If this action deals severe damage to enemy model, the target suffers an additional 1-2 damage, which may not be cheated. So, yeah, it's not bad at all. She's got Throw Knife. Target suffers 1-3 damage. If this attack deals severe damage, you may place this model in base contact with the target. So it's kind of like a reverse scorpion. She's got Divine Strike on that one as well. Tactical action, she has the Dancing Flames. This model may discard an attach upgrade to choose a limited upgrade with the restriction of Kendara and attach it. This action cannot result in this model having 2 limited upgrades. So this model comes with 2 limited upgrades. One is the... I forgot which one I chose, but anyway, let's see, that was Dancing Flames, and she's got Regent. 0 action, this model may discard an attach upgrade. If it does, so target friendly Gammon within 10 inches, discards one of its attach upgrades and attaches it to this model. So this allows you to play a little bit hokey game with your, the earth upgrade, the wind upgrade, and fire upgrade that you, well, fire, ice and wind. That you could do with Sandy summoning stuff. You could put her on her, take it off there, get rid of her. So, I don't know. It's pretty cool. Next up, we have Kudra. So, imbued energies first. When this model is killed, sacrifice, draw 4 cards. Can't really beat it. And Desperation, this model may discard this upgrade at the beginning of its activation to gain fast. Sometimes you just need fast, especially... Like I play Von Chill, and you know, Oathkeeper is a great one to play the fast game with. She's got, I took Free Immortal Shackles. This is her own upgrade. So, this model gains the following abilities: the Ice and the Storm, and all these rely on if there's a Gammon of a certain type in the 6 inches. So, the Ice and the Storm, Ice Gammon within 6 inches of this model gains the following ability: Armor +1. Flames in the Night. Fire Gamut within 6 inches gets +1 mass to all of its totals and duels. And Wind in the Trees. It gives this model, if there's a Wind Gamut within 6 inches, they get a +1 melee. So, she's benefiting off, that's why I got that word assortment of Gamut. She got Your Purpose of Serve, which is cool, pretty cool. It's range 10, casting 5, kill target friendly Gamut. Why do you want to do that? Well, I might want to summon another something, and I need the upgrade so I can kill the Gamut easy enough. And, you kill it. Let's see. Now, she's pretty cool herself. She's a not too shabby of a looking model. Olive skin color is something I learned to paint on Sand Deep in Kudra. But here we go. She's got defense, 6 with the tome, willpower, 5 with the tome, 8 wounds, 6 walk, 7 charge, height 2. She's got the butterfly jump. Basically, after this model is successfully targeted with a non-enemy attack action, it may discard a card to push up to 3 inches in any direction. Range, line of sight, and cover are drawn from its new position, and if no other legal target, the action fails. So it's no longer a legal action. So you can screw somebody out of their attack. I knew that. Her defense is built in with willpower, with a tome, lessons learned in blood. After failing, it gets an enemy draw card. So it's basically when you get hurt. It just sucks that way, but if you want to use it, you're going to have to take damage. Sometimes it's inevitable. A worthy student, once per turn after this model spins a soulstone, it may discard a card to add a soulstone pool to its crew's soulstone pool after resolving the current action. So it allows you to keep your 4 cash if you're doing all stuff. She's got serpent speed, so this model may take 4 one-action Cobra Strike actions as a result of a charge instead of its usual attacks granted by a charge. It's not really that great of an attack, but it is 1, 2, 3 damage, and it gives you a poison +1. So, on the worst of days, you're going to do 4 damage. If you hit him 4 times, give him poison +4. On a great day, you're doing 12 and give him +4 poison, which is basically, well, if you did 12 damage, most poison's not going to really matter because, well, they're dead. Elemental Bolt is a ranged attack. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. 2 mass triggers. Flare, after damaging, target gains burning. Mighty Vault, after damaging, places mono in 4 inches of its current location, but not in terrain. With a tome, you get burst damage. You get your moderate and severe damages, gain a plus blast to their damage. And she's got Minor Illusion. Place 150mm illusionary force marker within range. The marker is treated as height 4 terrain with dense, severe, and soft cover traits. Remove this marker the next time the crew takes this action. It's not too bad. I mean, you want it out there, it's there. So let's go ahead and I'll do other Gamut, then I'll do the Fire Lord. We got a poison Gamut. Gamut really aren't that tough. This guy here is 5 soulstones with the defense 5, willpower 5, 5 wounds, 5 walks, 6 charge, height 1. He's got deadly reflex. All models with a 2-inch pulse of this, suffer 2 damage and gain poison +1 when it's killed, not sacrifice. He's got armor +1. Leave them to die is another attack he's got. At the end of this model's activation, if it took an attack during the activation, it may push in 3 inches in any direction. So he's just like going away. He's got the mithrization, so he's immune to poison, and when he would take poison, he heals damage, 1 damage instead. Attack actions, you just got Barb Tail doing 1, 3, 4 damage and giving up poison 1 condition. With a crow that's built in, he's got corrosive toxins. When damaging the target, this attack deals +1 damage if the target had the poison condition when it was selected as the target. So, he's pretty cute. I mean, I bought this crew off somebody, new in the box, it had Sandy, and I forgot who it had in the box. Oh, I came with 3 poison gamut, and they bought another box of poison gamut. So I got another box of poison gamut. I'll probably put up for grabs if you don't want the Lazarus. Or I gave out the Lazarus and you want your chance to get something. I got some poison damage. He's got spit venom, 8 damage, target suffers 1, 3, 4 damage, and gets out infect, just like Rezzers gets out poison for each crow and every soul. He's got Karat's. Karat's blessing is a tactical action. I'm butchering this, so live with it, people. This model gains the following conditions at end of turn. This blessing. Other models with a poison condition that begin their activation with 4-inch aura. One or more models with this condition immediately suffers 1 damage for the poison condition and lower the poison condition by 1. So it's like a little minor resin trick, I guess. Next up, we've got Fire Gamut. Defense, willpower, wounds 4. 5 walk, 7 charge, height 1. He's got Flaming Demise, so he'll give out burning once you kill him with 2 inches. He's got armor. Smoldering Heart ability, so he's immune to the burning. The Smoldering off after this model succeeds on the defense willpower, the attacking model gains burning 1 condition. Sasuriner's Plight, reduces damage to the model suffers from the burning condition and 1-0, so it's like mithrilization but with fire. He's got just 2 attacks, very simple model here. Burning Claws, doing 1, 2, 3 damage and giving out the burning condition. And Spit Magma, doing 2 with a blast, 3 with a blast, giving out burning plus 1. And if you got another tome for a total of 2, all models damaged by the blast from this condition gain burning plus 1 as well. So he is all about fire and burning you. Simple as that. Next up, we have the Ice Gammon with a defense 4. 4 willpower, 5 wounds, 4 walk, 5 charge, height 1. Explosive Demise, 2 damage with a pulse of 2. Armor plus 1, Frozen Heart, which you're immune to horde duels and imperialization. He's got 2 attack actions. One's a claw and one's a blast. Icy Claw and Icy Blast. Icy Claw is going to do 1, 3, 4 damage. And it's got, if you have a tome, target will gain the soul condition. And Icy Blast. It's a range 8, target suffers 1, 3, 4 damage, no triggers. He also has the Bite of Winter, which is the model may discard a card. If it does, at the end of his turn, friendly models with a frozen heart within 6 inches inflict plus 1 damage with this attack. The attack does not stack. Not too bad. There's not a lot of synergy as you would get with Frozen Heart ability as you would a Rasputina crew, but you're getting the bonuses from the upgrade from the henchmen and stuff. So, Wind Gammon. So, it's a new one for me. Tricky models to look and paint. I want to paint them gray. I don't know, but they have feathers, so I kind of about like parrots. I just don't know. But these guys are defense 4. 4 willpower, 4 wounds, 5 walk, 5 charge, height 1. Armor, plus 1, flight, and to the sky. At this model's killer sacrifice, you may push a friendly model within line of sight up to 5 inches in any direction. So they don't damage somebody, but you can help get somebody out if they can see him, I guess. He's got 1 attack action, Maelstrom of Claws, doing 1, 3, 4 damage, and if you get a mask, which is built in. After you resolve and take this action again, this action cannot declare triggers. Not bad. And he's got tactical action, Leap. So model immediately moves for his 0 action. Moves up to his charge, ignoring intervening terrain and models during the move. So just like the slur is. It's a nice little moving model. Most expensive one in here is the Poison Gammon, but what do you do? He is what he is, you know. Now, as this loads up, now we'll go over his, I don't know. Yeah, I think he's a peon. No, he's not. Okay. He's a minion. Ah, there he is. Benevusa. They should have a little thing how to freaking spell him. He's a minion. And he's a totem, so let's not forget he's a minion, so you can summon him and all that jazz. He is defense 5, willpower 4, 8 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 3. Now, when you say 8 wounds, it could be 8, 16, 24. It depends on how many times you're freaking bringing this guy into play. He's got the Jealous Fire Lord for his ability, so can't be hired, but after you summon, it is sacrificed unless another friendly gunman within 6 inches line of sight suffers 2 damage. That may not be reduced and sacrifice all other totems in play. So you're going to be damaging your gammon, just live with it. But don't forget, the gammon that, you know, die, they explode, and you can summon more, so that's good. He's got Flaming Demise, so all models with a 2-inch aura when he pulse suffer 1 damage, gain burning 1 when he's killed, not sacrificed. He's got Melee Expert, so he's going to have, quite possibly, 3 different attacks. He's got, well, here's his attack action, 1,000 Arms of Justice. It does 3, 4, 5 damage with range 2. No built-in anything, but with a mask, he gets flare, so he'll give out the burning 1 condition. And with a tome, he's got burst damage while dealing moderate to severe. You gain blast to all your damage. So this is kind of nice that, you know, his melee attacks could, like, reach out and touch somebody. That's it for his attack actions. He's got Toss, which allows him to take a height 1 model, push up to 10 inches in any direction into the base contact with pass. So he's chucking somebody. Same thing Lenny does, and also the Ice Golem. So, and it's pretty cool, too, because you can chuck Sandy for the 1 upgrade. And he's got Blessing of Flame. Target a friendly gammon within 8 inches and select 1 ability or action printed on the target stat card that this model does not have already. This model gains the chosen ability or action until the end of its turn if it were printed on this card. So, that's not bad because, well, your friendly gammon with 8 inches. Let's see, friendly gammon in that crew is... well, everybody but the henchman and Sandeep. So that's what I picked for the crew, and that's what I'm covering. I'm not going over as one henchman that kind of looked like baby Sandeeps. Really don't like. They're too expensive, and they're not going with the whole gammon theme that I got going on. And also, when I do, when it comes out, I'm going to have some whiskey gammon too. So, yeah, so that'd be cool. I picked this crew because it's going to be pretty. I mean, I got a whole bunch of gammon. I like it. I like the henchmen, both of them they have, and the Fire Lord that comes in a box set. Gave me a chance to paint blue and practice in my fire. So, all in all, it's a fun little crew. I don't know how it is to play yet. I haven't done it, but will soon. And that's about it. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about next. That's it for today. Don't forget you can win a Lazarus or even go Poison Gammon if you want them. Just share me some pictures that I can put on my website and Facebook of your painted models and or crew. So that's about it. Got any ideas, questions, concerns, gripes? Be nice. I have feelings. Send them to Sean Hammer, the number 9, at yahoo.com. Make sure you check out my Facebook page. I hope it entertains you for this last half an hour. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. We'll be right back.
its problems, and I've got my share. That's what.